In terms of the convention itself, let's start there. What would you describe as the key objectives of the convention? And to your view, how have they been met? How well have they been met? So what are the key objectives of the convention?
Well, I always like to go back to the preamble to the convention, which I think is quite noble in some of its words. It's postulated, of course, on threats, which was very much the thing in the 1960s and early 70s. But it identifies that part of the cultural and natural heritage which should be looked upon as the heritage not just of an individual state. And after all, so many states nowadays are recent inventions. But part of the heritage of, I think it's referred to as mankind, but of course it would be humankind as a whole. And I believe that this is a noble thought, and I think it is very proper that UNESCO should set up a system whereby all the nations of the world could recognise the significance of heritage. So what's the objective? Well, the objective is to instil into governments, but much more important, into the minds of people, the significance of heritage.
Do you think that's been met?
To quote Evelyn Waugh, up to a point, Lord Copper. Sorry, that's a favourite quotation of mine. I think it has been met partially, yes. I think the objectives are still clear in people's minds, those associated with the convention. The advisory bodies, ICOMOS, IUCN, ICROM, in the states' parties, and certainly in UNESCO itself. I am just concerned that the objectives have been rather lost to view. There's a fog of bureaucracy that envelops the objectives. They are still there, but I think they're more dimly perceived now.
The fog of bureaucracy being governmental or being...
Governmental, international, and even, dare I say it, the NGOs have got their own bureaucracy, mm-hmm. Bureaucratic systems.